91-133-5833.
You're listening.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio. Lo que escuchas
to Vaughn Radio.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for another exciting edition of, you guessed it, the show with no name, exclusively on Vaughn Radio. And as you can tell, como se puede notar, I'm still under the weather. I know what you're thinking. This cough, well, it's not really a cough, this head cold is the never-ending story. Na 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 na. But you know what? Thanks to you guys, it's made it a little bit more bearable, aguantable. And guys, today, this is it. This is the last show before my summer vacation. I don't remember the last time I had a month off, and I'll explain, because some of you said, bueno, el agosto pasado, Vaughan paró. Yeah, but I remember, I don't just work at Vaughn. I have my own business, and I have a lot of other projects. So this is going to be the first time where I am literally stopping everything. I have paused my community. Okay, I'll still be sharing stuff with them. But this is the first time in a really long time that I'll have so much time off and I won't have to do any work. Because even as I said, when I've had 2 weeks off from Vaughn, I've had to do stuff in my other projects. So this is really, really long time coming. Lleva mucho tiempo esperando esto. We say it's been a long time coming. And I'm so excited. We are just, let me check my timer here. As many of you know, we have a countdown and we're going to take a look over here at the countdown. The New York City trip. We are leaving. The plane is going to take off. Okay. Cause I've got it down to the minute here. In 54 hours, 10 minutes and 48 seconds, we will be departing from Madrid Barajas. Bound for JFK in the USA. So folks, you can tell, even though I'm sick, even though I don't have all my energy, I'm so excited. It's here. Literally, this is the last work day. Tomorrow, you know, I just have to pack and tie up loose ends. Hacer todas las cosas que hay que hacer al final to tie up loose ends. And Sunday, we are out of here. Sunday before lunch, we are heading to the airport. So if you want to come with me, as I said, I'm not going to be working. I'm not going to be really producing content, but excuse me, I'm still stuffed up here. Sigo congestionado. Believe me, I don't know what to do. I was in the sun yesterday for 2 hours, hot showers, vitamins, tea, and here we go. So if you want to come with me to the United States, I would love to have you guys there with me. Of course, I'm going to be posting from there, but I'm not going to be doing too much content, no, donde tengo que pensar mucho. Because, you know, some people use their hands in their job, and I do. I have to use, I'm always clicking and boom, boom. I type a lot, so I do use my hands, but not manual labor, right? My job really requires me to use my noggin, el coco. So sometimes when I'm done doing the show or FYI, or I'm exhausted mentally more than physically. So I think it's going to be great to recover, you know, mentally from this year, which has been an amazing year. There's been so much growth for me personally, as a teacher, as a father, as a person. I feel like it's been a year of growth. And I say year because remember, I'm a teacher. For us, it's the school year. Forget about January. ¿Qué? ¿Enero? The year doesn't start in January. It starts in September. ¿Quién está conmigo? El cualquiera que tenga hijos, ¿no? You know when the year starts. Let's see. Oscar, a couple of students checking in. And great to hear from all of you. Again, thank you so much for being patient with me this week because, well, I'm trying to get over this head cold, and it looks like I'm going to, but oof, by the skin of my teeth, por los pelos. We say, by the skin of my teeth. Oscar says, I wish you an amazing trip and holidays. We'll miss you. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's see. We've got Eva. Good morning to you, Eva. Morena Quiroga. Hello, Alberto. I'm Morena from Argentina. Oh, man, what a great place. I can't wait to visit Argentina. There's Nata checking in saying good morning. Raxo Gamboa says hello, good morning. What's up? Yo creo que lo he leído como lo has escrito, extendido así, ¿sí? Okay. There's Born to Iron Man. Good morning, friends. What's up? Laura, good morning, everyone. Good morning to you, Laura. What an awesome addition to our class you are. Colors Music, hello, everyone. Alberto, I wish you a terrific, blissful experience and lots of laughter with your loved ones in the USA. Yeah, a lot of you put beloved, but we say loved ones, loved ones. Ponen la BE muchos. No sé si es inglés eso o escocés, pero en Estados Unidos we'd say my loved ones. Thank you. Thank you so much, Colors Music. I really appreciate that. Pilar says, at last, holidays are there, round the corner. Que bien hablas, Pilar. Enjoy your deserved time off. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Montse says, morning from Valencia. Morning. Que nativo, eh? Eso es muy nativo. Morning. Porque un nativo nunca diría, good morning. ¿Por qué? Es demasiado esfuerzo. Good morning. ¿Por qué no decís hasta luego? Porque cuesta la vida. Hasta luego. Hasta luego. Pues igual, morning. It's a beautiful morning. All right, well, guys, it looks like everybody came here ready, eager, excited, and we're going to learn, we're going to laugh, we are going to play. But right now, I need everybody over at the launch pad because it's time for liftoff.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff, liftoff, 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready, hold on to your hat, strap on your seatbelt, fasten your seatbelt, hold on to your hat, get ready for the ride of your life, the show with no, it's show with no name time.
Is everybody pumped up? Todo el mundo motivado? Everybody excited? All right, great, great. Monse checking in as well. Monse says, it's a beautiful day. Yeah, and I'm not just talking about the weather. I'm talking about it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful moment for all of us to be here together. Ann Godo says, morning from Marbella. A big kiss for everyone. Awesome. Hello, Marbella. Beautiful place. Leonardo, our resident poet. Only one show left before the summer break. Let's make the most of every minute. Is it me or is Leonardo sounding more and more native every day? I mean, seriously. And then he says, friends, oop. Me encanta. I love what you did here, Leonardo, pero te voy a corregir un poco. Un ajuste. He says, friends, bueno, te voy a decir lo correcto directamente. Time is of the essence. El tiempo es oro. No tenemos tiempo para desperdiciar. Es la esencia ahora. Ya es todo. Es una expresión muy, muy poética, pero se usa bastante. Guys, stop fucking around. Okay, bueno, vamos a ponerlo en el contexto real. Stop fucking around, guys. Time is of the essence. We have a deadline. Pero también, time is of the essence. Se nos acaba, you know, time, it's another way of saying time is money. So great expression. And I know where you got that from, Leonardo, from this week's FYI episode, which is on time. And if you haven't listened to it yet, well, it just came out an hour ago, so you probably haven't, but you should have it if you're following FYI. Remember, that's going on break too, but you have so many episodes available at your disposition, okay? At your disposal, you can say as well, which is weird because to dispose of something is tirarlo a la basura. I never understood that one. You know, just because English is a very universal language doesn't mean it makes sense. Let's see. There's Kubla saying, good morning, inviting gang. What's up, Kubla? We couldn't start without you, buddy. Born to Iron Man says, how many people are tuning in today? Great. And remember, a shout out to everybody who is not here with us live. Those of you who tune in every day and you listen via the internet, you listen via podcast, via the Vaughn Radio app, a shout out. And you know what? An applause to all of you guys. Let's give guys, even those of you who are here with us live, this applause, because you guys get it every day. This applause is for those of you who are here every day, but we don't see you because you're not participating live. But we feel you, and we're sending you all our love and all our support as well. Well, you know, sometimes you don't get that credit that you deserve. Ese mérito que os merecéis, because I'm not saying your names. I'm saying Kubla, Laura, right? But all of you whose names I don't say, and you're here putting in the time and the effort, that applause is for you guys too. So, great stuff. Marta Lima Limon. Wow, this is awesome. She says, good morning. I can join you today. I missed you so much. I missed you too, Marta. Anne says, we missed you at the Motril Air Show. And I, you know what? Well, the good news and the bad news. I was sick. Is the bad news, but that's also the good news because now I don't feel so bad about missing it. I really wanted to go. Oh, next year. And I'll tell you what, Anne, I'm going to rely on you. Okay. Remember this moment right here. It's recorded right now. Okay. In high definition audio. Anne, remind me in advance when the Motril Air Show is going to be next year. And I'll see you there. And beer's on me. Invito yo a las cervezas. Okay? Is that a deal? But you got to remind me because I'm the worst. And I'm getting more and more forgetful every day. Thank God I write things down. Mira, I've got things written down everywhere. Because if not, I mean, in my Google Calendar, I've got notes in my phone. I've got notes all over my desk. Look at this. If I can just show you. I just pulled up. Those of you who are not watching, I just pulled out like three pieces of paper and they're all full of chicken scratch. Chicken scratch es mala cuando alguien no escribe muy bien. Pero son notas para mí. If I'm going to write you a letter, I'll write it. I'll make sure my penmanship, ¿sabes esto? Esto era una clase cuando éramos pequeños. Penmanship. Te enseñaban cómo escribir bonito. Ah, en la línea, I'm sure you guys had the same thing. There's Nata checking in. Nata says, Alberto, after holiday, the show with no name show, from which platform will we tune in? Please let us know before. Well, the thing is, I don't know yet, so I can't tell you before, right? There's got to be a logical order here. So when I know, you'll know. How's that? Okay? Guys, remember, I'm going to take a look at it when I'm on vacation. I'm not on vacation yet. I'm working my butt off still. I had a lot of work to do this morning. I just had a class. I was editing this morning. When I finish the show today, I have to continue editing. And then I have to post a few things, posts para mi comunidad. And I'll finish today around 4 or 5. And at that point, I'm not going to feel like looking at a platform. So as I said yesterday, Nata, thank you for your patience. I'll let you know when I know, and I'll be looking into it this summer, this July. So don't worry, I'll keep you posted. You'll be the first to know, como decimos en inglés. But we will, I can guarantee this right now. We are definitely done with Instagram, okay? Even if I have to do it on YouTube. And I hate Google, too. I hate them all. You know how I feel about these big companies, right? Kubla says, you sound and look better today. Well, you know what? I'm making progress, Kubla, but I expected to make better progress and faster. But I guess, really, this thing hit me hard. Again, there was no moment where I was like, oh, I feel like I'm going to die. I feel really sick. But it's just annoying. Ya llega un momento, es como, quiero oír mi voz. Quiero dejar de tener mocos. But again, at no moment was I like in bed, like, oh, I got a fever. I haven't even had a fever. So that's what I mean. That's why I've worked all week, because I'm like, well, listen, to sit around and feel sorry for myself, pobre mi, that's not my style. You know, I would rather just, you know, take walks and showers and try and get better, you know, try and be active. So thank you, Kubla, little by little, little by little. All right, well, folks, we've got so much to do on today's show. So let's get right back into our show. Well, right back into it. We're kicking it off with today's pop quiz. Right, that's right, amigos. It is our pop quiz, only on the show with no name. As I said, well, as Leonardo said, time is of the essence. And that's just one of the many idiomatic expressions that I'll cover in this week's FYI episode. It just came out about an hour ago. Also, stay tuned. Even though FYI is done, today's the last episode for the summer. You've got so many episodes, right, in the vault, in la caja, how do you say, in la cámara, I think you say, in the vault. We say la cámara acorazada, well, I, vault, bueno, ahora tengo que mirarlo, see? But these are all words I've come across, but they're still not ingrained in my head. In the vault, la cámara acorazada, en la caja fuerte. But that's where we say we have a lot. No, en la colección. So there are so many episodes in the vault. There are so many bonus episodes that I'm releasing every day. So make sure you follow FYI for your English. And even in the summer, when I'm not producing shows, you got content coming out. I planned it that way. Okay. Also, I'm going on vacation. Vaughn Radio is not going on vacation. As far as I know, maybe some other people are taking time off, but, I got to tell you something. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure we're not all taking vacation at the same time. So you're going to have tons of great shows all throughout the month of July. In fact, I know, te puedo confirmar uno seguro, porque es colega mío, he's my friend Kyle Miller. He's going to Canada in August. What does that mean? He'll be here doing his show in July. So you guys have got tons. This is not a goodbye for Vaughn Radio. This is a goodbye, the show with no name, for a little break here. But the rest of the programs will go on as far as I know. Unless, as I said, one of the other presenters is taking vacation. All right, so we looked at time. And what I gave you guys in the intro, because I think I've told you this before, but to prepare one episode of FYI, it takes me maybe about 2-3 hours, you know, if you put it, I don't do it in one sitting. I brainstorm, I search for articles, then I read those articles, and then I come up with the script. So 3 to 4 hours to prepare one episode. And sometimes the intro is 40 minutes or a half an hour. O sea, la introducción a veces tarda más que partes, que las otras partes del capítulo. But also, in the intro, I'm going out of my way. No, estoy haciendo un esfuerzo extra. I'm going out of my way, que significa ir fuera de la zona donde tengo que ir. No, dando una vuelta, to use alliteration, to use words that I think you might need to know that I think you might not know. All right, so let's take a look. I started by saying, since we were brought into this world, it's another way of saying since we were born. We were told to make the most of it. Aprovecharlo al máximo, ¿no? Desde pequeño, te lo dicen. From morning till night, make every single second count. Que cuente cada segundo. And then I said, moreover. Esto no lo sé decir aquí. Moreover. Bueno, lo supe decir en el capítulo, but I don't remember now. Y además, encima, moreover. Es una palabra. Moreover, most times we aren't even aware of its existence. ¿No? El tiempo pasa y no estamos ni conscientes que esté ahí. As it whizzes by. Y aquí puse un adverbio que en español sería inconscientemente, sin querer, right? Sin darse cuenta. Lo hace, no lo hace aposta. So I says, as it whizzes by. To whiz by, lo sabéis de este programa, lo decimos mucho. Wow, the first part just whizzed by, just flew by. So la palabra que busco aquí es un adverbio que dice sin intención, sin querer, inconscientemente. Now, I don't just want the word. I want you to use the word in context, preferably in a context where you would use it. Just think for one second, ¿cómo usaría yo esta palabra? And then give me your answer, okay? And then I said, still the watch on your wrist tirelessly ticks away, okay? Y aún así, el reloj que llevas en la muñeca, tirelessly, sin cansarse, ticks away. Tick, y acuérdate, en inglés it's not tic-tac, eso es una menta, it's tic-tac, right? As you go about your day, y esto es muy importante, esta estructura. Oh, man, I'm just going to go about my day. Voy a seguir con mi día, seguir con lo que yo estaba haciendo. Y entonces dije, la hora ha llegado. The time has come. The time has come. We'll take a look at time on this week's episode of FYI. All right, so let's see. We've got a couple more comments here. But while we wait for you guys to give us that word, Born to Iron Man says, Alberto, if you let me say it, you know there are other Vaughn shows broadcasting on other platforms. Twitch, and they're running all right. No, no, I know, but if I tell you, I understand that. I get it. In fact, that's probably the one we're going to use. But I can't confirm that right now. So I would rather tell you, wait, than say, I'll see you on Twitch. You get what I'm saying? But most likely, como decimos probablemente, en toda probabilidad, it will be on Twitch. But I'll keep you posted. I need to do my research, and my nephew Diego has to help me, Dieguetone. So we'll work on it, and I'll keep you posted. But yes, I'm aware of that. In fact, I know, I think I've told you guys that if you want to participate on the lunchtime show, on Fitz's program, a couple other programs, I know Tosh Pasqua uses Twitter, but most of the programs, if I'm not mistaken now, use Twitch. Cristina says, where can I find, sería la pregunta, where can I find FYI? Wherever you listen to podcasts, ¿tienes móvil Apple or do you have, ¿cómo se llama? Android. Well, it doesn't matter. ¿Tienes Spotify? Estoy en Spotify. iVox, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Deezer, Tweezer, and Twazer. O sea, estoy en plataformas que no sé ni que existen, you know? excuse me, I'm sorry about the snot, guys. Lo siento por los mocos, okay? Leonardo says, I don't know what happened that day a few years ago on a terrace in Madrid when I met the girl I fell in love with unwittingly, and now she's my wife. I knew we could rely on our poet to give us a lovely example. Very nice. Sin querer, unwittingly. So wittingly means queriendo. Ah, fíjate, a veces es así, ¿eh? Unwittingly, sin querer. Wittingly, queriendo. So you unwittingly fell in love with her. You didn't go out that day and say, I'm going to fall in love today. Imagine. Today's the day, guys. Excellent example, Leonardo. Laura says most of the times we have so many things to do during the day that we do them unconsciously. And we forget to stop and smell the flowers. What a beautiful idiomatic expression. And if you see my Instagram stories, hay una foto de mi hija y yo oliendo las flores ayer, que es hay que parar para pausar. So unconsciously too. Yeah, sin pensarlo. Great. Cristina says, yes, I have Apple. Well, entonces vete a podcasts, busca podcasts. Y busca For Your English. No busques FYI, porque hay muchos que se llaman FYI, For Your Innovation, For Your... Y dale a follow y tendrás... Now you have hundreds. Ya tienes 150 por ahí. But a lot of episodes. And enjoy. Enjoy them. They're made with TLC, con mucho cariño. Kubla says, come rain or shine. Buenísima expresión. Pase lo que pase. No matter how clogged his ears are or how runny his nose is, AA almost unconsciously manages to get the job done like clockwork. Solo te falta like ahí, Kubla. Guys, excellent examples. You're kicking ass. And we're just getting warmed up. Right now, we have to go to our first commercial break. We'll be right back with the second part of today's show. So, stick around.
Descubre. Aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio. En los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tu reserva ya en campamentosvaughan.com.
And I mean, this is basically it. I mean, I truly believe that we can easily reach an agreement if we just keep pushing them on the budget. And you know, the fact that they're going to lose a key customer if they don't take the risk.
That's an interesting point, actually. What do you think, Mr. Ramirez?
Joe, excuse me. No, márchate.
Mr. Ramirez, are you all right? Mr. Ramirez.
¿Te da miedo hablar en inglés?
Tenemos la solución. Vaughan Town es una auténtica terapia de choque para que mejores tu comprensión auditiva y tu agilidad oral en un tiempo récord. Durante 6 días, desde las 9 de la mañana hasta que te vayas a la cama, no harás otra cosa que no sea hablar inglés con nativos. Vaughan Town. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
The English learning business attracts opportunists. They often make a lot of money because people are looking for an easy solution. A painless solution. But go ahead, buy the solution. The cost will be double. Lost money and wasted time.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75, de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 6 y media, y los viernes de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 5 y media. Y si no, ya sabes, vaughantienda.com.
Los Urban Camps son inmersiones en inglés sin clases, talleres y actividades específicamente diseñados para que los niños aprendan a comunicarse en inglés de forma natural, siempre a través del juego y la diversión, y donde vuelven a casa por la tarde, al día siguiente, más diversión.
Tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés. 911-335-832. 911-335-832. Ahora con nuevas facilidades de pago, pago a plazos sin intereses. Llámanos al 911-335-832. Campamentos de verano.
Verano Baugan, el líder del sector. 91-133-5832. No lo dejes para el último momento. Aprenderán inglés mientras viven mil aventuras. No olvides preguntar por el resto de campamentos e inversiones de la línea Junior de Baugan.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Estás escuchando Baugan Radio.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name. We're here on Vaughn Radio. Don't forget, download our free app, and this way you can learn English on the go. Best place to learn English. Al menos en mi caso, a mí me encanta aprender moviéndome por ahí. Central Park, learning Spanish, listening to a podcast. Taking a walk down by the river. Hey, I love mixing nature and podcasts. I know a lot of people who do that too. They take a walk, they pop on a podcast, and they work on enriching their minds and strengthening their bodies and getting some fresh air. All right, well, my amigos, we are back for part two of today's show, and we've got so much to do, so let's get right back into it. It is time for today's Say What? Say what? What? Amigos, the Say What soundbite only on the show with no name. And as always, I'm going to play a sound clip of a famous person speaking. And I want you guys to tell me what you heard. Initially, I want you to tell me what you heard in your own words. And then I want you to tell me exactly what you heard. Okay? Some days this section is quite challenging, and other days it's easier. But I guess that goes the same. I mean, you can say that for anything, can't you? Right? You can say that with, just how you feel. Some days you wake up and you're like, I feel like I can, you know, take on the world, conquistar el mundo. And other days you're like, oh my God, I feel like I got hit by a truck. And you did nothing different, right? This is life. I guess it's also getting older. All right. Well, my amigos, this is the first listen of today's Say What soundbite.
She performed at my Coachella set 3 years prior, so it was a nod to that, and she f***ing killed it. Mm-hmm. No longer call Coachella, we only call it Beachella.
All right, there we go, my amigos. So, sounds like the person speaking pretty quickly, you know? I think some of the words there might be pretty tough. No, creo que algunas palabras sí que van a ser difíciles en esta. Ahora al escucharlo otra vez. But I believe in you guys. Yo creo en vosotros. I believe in you. I think that you guys are going to get this. Somebody's going to get it. Maybe a few of you. Unos cuantos. All right, well, let me play it for you a second time. And then we'll discuss. Lo hablamos. We'll talk about what you heard. Remember, those of you who tell me, Alberto, I never get a chance to use my English, to express myself. Well, here's your chance. This is the second listen of today's Say What soundbite.
She performed at my Coachella set 3 years prior, so it was a nod to that, and she f***ing killed it. Mm-hmm. No longer call Coachella, we only call it Beachella.
All right, There you go, my amigos. There's your Say What soundbite for the second time. You're going to hear it an additional two times, and hopefully somebody will be able to jot down everything that's there. It's about three sentences or three or four sentences, but the person is speaking pretty quickly and definitely a native speaker, right? And remember, you know, some people are good communicators and some people are just maybe good, you know, athletes. You know, I hate when they say, oh, Rafa Nadal or whoever, Fernando Alonso, whoever, they criticize people for the way they speak a language. And I get it. They should have a certain, you know, you're going on the tennis tour and the official language is English. Well, maybe you knowing that, the same way you're working on your tennis, at the same time, work on your English. You know, that could be a good thing. But also, your job is to hit a tennis ball. But if you're a global brand, like Rafa Nadal, like these people, well, it can't hurt to get by and to speak good English. And we've seen this with Rafa Nadal. If you look at the progression of his English, it's incredible. Djokovic is a polyglot. I think Djokovic, if I'm not mistaken, speaks five languages fluently. And then he gets by in another five. Let's see, Djokovic, languages spoken. I remember reading this. 11 different languages, okay? So, supposedly, what language? Okay, here it goes. Here, I'm going to read it word for word. Serbian tennis player Novak Djokovic also has one of the most impressive sets of polyglot credentials in the sports world, not in the tennis world, in the sports world. This guy's like you guys. He loves languages. He loves communication. And of course, he's a global brand. He plays in every continent, right? And so he speaks Serbian, his mother tongue, as well as English, German, Italian, French, Chinese, Spanish, Arabic, Russian, Portuguese, and Japanese. So this guy, I mean, I don't know very much about tennis. I know he's an amazing player, or he wouldn't be in the top as he is. But I know the guy has got discipline. And if he wants something, if he likes something, he really likes it. I mean, that says something about his character. I know a lot of people criticized him in the Australian Open or something like that. I do remember there was a lot of controversy. But I know he's, you know, one of the greatest tennis players. And one thing that made me even respect him more, right, was the fact that I realized he loves languages, really loves languages. I mean, that he's a language geek, un friki total. All right, let's see what you guys heard in this soundbite. Kubla says, it's an American woman, correct, talking about a Michael and somebody else who were challenged. She also mentioned that she had enough, or that 3 years is enough for that challenge. Nope. Okay, the American woman part is right. There's no Michael. And there's nothing about challenges as far as I see. So, Kubla, I don't know what you heard. All right, hey, I'm not laughing at, let me make something clear. I'm not laughing at you, Kubla. But it's interesting. It's interesting that, because I'm like, challenge it. A ver si, pon a nope. All right, but there is something about 3 years, so that's good. We got 3 years, right? Yep, we got 3 years and an American woman. That's right. Let's see. Maria says, Messi has no idea of English, and he should do something about it. I'm going to say something really mean. Does he even really speak Spanish well? I mean, have you heard the guy speak? Again, that's not his job. His job is kick the ball, get it in the goal. That's his job. No, patadas al balón y al gol, no, y que no te hagan lesión, that they don't injure you. You don't get injured, right? Those, you have a couple jobs there. But I've heard Messi speak Spanish, and I've heard Argentinians speak Spanish, and they speak, like, he doesn't speak good Castilian Spanish or Argentinian Spanish. IMO, in my opinion. I don't think he's a good communicator in general, Maria. You know, some people are just better at that, you know? Y cuidado, Maria, English en mayúscula, empieza con mayúscula. Nata says, unfortunately, the lady is not speaking clearly. Well, unfortunately for you, right? Because I imagine people are, if this is a, you know, on TV or something, most people are going to understand it, I hope, right? Also, you guys aren't seeing the lips, and reading lips is very important. That helps a lot, right? It's not the same to have a Zoom call than to have just a phone call, right? Or a face-to-face. So, however, it sounds like she is giving an interview and answering questions. Absolutely, Nata. So speaking about something, well, I hope we're all speaking about something. I assume she is an American. Well, you assumed correctly. So good job, Nata. Let's see. Anybody else want to take a stab at it? ¿Alguien más quiere intentarlo before we move on to our spelling bee? Going once, going twice. Esto es lo que hacemos en las subastas, in the auctions, you know? Pilar says, Messi speaks Messi in Spanish. Rich, I don't understand it. Yeah, he's like, he mumbles. Messi mumbles, okay? To mumble. It's like, open your mouth, dude, okay? And again, it's very, you know what? Messi can say, Alberto, I'd love to see you kick a soccer ball. So again, it's very easy for me to sit here and say, Messi doesn't speak very well. Sitting here. And who's the one making all the money for kicking a ball? Him. So he could say, how's your soccer game going? How's it going? Good? So it's easy to judge others, but you yourself will be judged as well. Let's see. I'm going to call you Ben. Ben says, I think I heard an American woman, artist, absolutely. Probably a singer, spot on. Clavado, es cantante. She speaks really fast, absolutely. I think I heard somehow Coachella, absolutely. Ben, you're a detective. Great ear, Coachella. You say Coachella, este festival que yo fui al primero antes de que estaba de moda, right? Well, of course, I'm an old man, guys. Coachella, absolutely. The music festival in California, in Indio, California. A famous worldwide music festival. Good ear, Ben. You just helped everybody. Acabas de ayudar a todos ahí. So great job. All right, so my amigos, we are going to move on now, though, because we can't just stay in the say what section. It's time now for our spelling bee. I'm going to give you the names of some people right now, and I'll give you a clue. These are all politicians, okay? Políticos. They all have something in common, and I'd like to know what they are, okay? Now, don't tell me son políticos, because I just told you that. They're politicians that all have something in common. I'm going to go through the list really fast, and then on the second round, I will slow down. Are you ready? Here we go. In fact, let me take a sip of coffee. Un sorbo de mi café. Yeah, this morning I woke up and I realized I left the milk out. And the milk went bad. Dejé la leche fuera. And this morning when I poured it in my coffee, there were chunks, trozos de leche. And I was like, ah! And then I looked where we keep, because usually we buy a couple different, you know, so we have a couple. And I go in there and I'm like, babe, do we have any milk? And my wife was like, I was looking. I don't think we do. We're out. Como se dice, we're out of milk. Nos hemos agotado. No tenemos más. And this was about 8:30, and the supermarket by me opens at 9. I was waiting at the door. I was waiting because I have a class at 9:20. So I was like, at 9 a.m., I was at the grocery store like, I need milk for my coffee. All right, are you guys ready? Here we go. The first name is MOHAMED space SUHARTO. Excuse me. The second one is FERDINAND space MARCOS. The next one is MOBUTU space SESE space SEKO. The next one is SANI space ABACHA. The next one is SLOBODAN space MILOSEVIC. And the last one is JEAN-CLAUDE space DUVALIER. Woo! Good luck. Yeah, I know. I know it's tough. Anyone get that one? I'll wait a minute or so. About 30 seconds to a minute, and we'll see if anybody got those on the first go. Not easy, especially because these are not very well-known names. Let's see. Born to Iron Man. I'm seeing too many mistakes, buddy. Try again. Let's see. Kubla. You know, if I look at it and I see three mistakes instantly, it means you didn't look at it. Right? Possibly. I don't know. Okay, let's see. The next one is Kubla. Y vamos a echar un vistazo here. Okay, Kubla. Nope. Kubla. Back to the drawing board. And you know why? One letter. Una letra. So not bad. But again, neither of you are hired. No os voy a contratar. If I need something, like, again, you know the parallel that we use here. El paralelo que siempre usamos. If I need somebody to put a rocket into orbit for me, I'm not going to hire you guys. If I need something done quickly that's not that important, I'll hire you. Okay? Because I'm like, bueno, si no hacen el todo bien, limpiar el garaje was okay. So I'll hire you for more menial jobs. Hey, I'm being serious, though. You know, and I know you guys are usually, but if I need it perfect, let's say I work at a law firm and everything's got to be perfect on that contract or else, you know, it's the contract is null, null and void. ¿Cómo se dice esto? Null. ¿Nulo? I think you say the same thing. Null. N-U-L-L. Yeah, nulo. Right? So if that contract is written wrong, I could screw up somebody's life. If I'm a lawyer and I'm putting together somebody's last will and testament, and I make a mistake on a zero, I take away your inheritance. Te quito todo lo que heredes. So, remember, I'll say it again. I like speed, but I prefer accuracy. So let's try it again. The good thing is you have a second chance. You don't always in life. Usually in a job interview, you don't get that second chance. They don't. You know, you make a mistake or something like that, they say, thanks, we'll call you. Okay, so let's see who I'm going to hire. ¿A quién voy a contratar hoy? All right, I already have two applicants. Tengo dos candidatos que se han presentado. But even though they were the first ones to submit their applications, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And I still haven't found what I'm looking for. All right, here we go, amigos. This is round two. The first person is MOHAMED space SUHARTO. The second one is FERDINAND space MARCOS. The next one is MOBUTU space SESE space SEKO. The next one is SANI space A B A C H A. The next one is S L O B O D A N space M I L O S E V I C. And the last one is J E A N dash C L A U D E space D U V A L I E R. And guys, I'm in shock right now. You know why I'm in shock? Because we're allowed to put dictators on Instagram, but not astronomers. Is this serious? Like, is this real? Like, yesterday, we were banned. We were censored from putting Copernicus. But we can put dictators, known dictators. What kind of algorithm do you have, Instagram? It's sick. It's sick. I don't know who's programming shit there. Hitler? Jesus. My God. Holy cow. Could anybody explain that to me? How is it that we're allowed to talk, you know, mention names of people who are extremely controversial and not allowed to talk about Galileo Galilei? What? Have we lost our minds here? Jeez Louise. All right, let's see. Kubla is coming back around again. He's feisty. He's not going to give up. Espeleon. And let's see if he corrected that mistake. Yes. Great job, Kubla. Also, Nata. Ben. Laura. Born to Iron Man. Colors Music. Wow. All right. Now we're talking. You're all hired. All right. The first time, in the first round of interviews, I'm sorry, guys. We just couldn't find the right candidate. We're looking. Now you, I want you to treat it like that in the future. Like, si no es correcto, pues no te contrato. Now, en una situación normal, Born to Iron Man and Kubla, you guys wouldn't get that second chance, right? But this isn't, this is, you know, a game. It's a show. It's an English class. But normally, you know, you don't get, the expression is you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. No te dan una segunda oportunidad para causar una primera impresión. You don't get a sec, apúntala, es muy importante. Me lo enseñaron de pequeño y se me quedó. You don't get a second chance to make a good first impression. All right? So these are some of the most corrupt politicians slash, in some cases, dictators in the world. That's right. And the reason I chose this today was because today in 2013, so not too long ago, former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, everybody loves his bunga bunga part. We know who we're talking about here. former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. What a character. What a piece of work. Un personaje, un bicho malo, a piece of work. Well, he was found guilty, culpable, of abusing his power. And to top it all off, no, para la guinda ahí, engaging in sex with an underage prostitute. Oh, that's nice. Really, really good guy. And he was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Now, if justice was really, really a thing, porque ya sabemos, if you got money and good lawyers, you can work the justice system. We've seen it in every Netflix documentary. Okay, it's not about who's guilty and innocent. Nope. It's about who's got better lawyers. O.J. Simpson. Ahí te lo dejo. Y muchos casos. Okay? So 7 years. Now, do you think, again, this is all speculation. I don't want to get sued. Que me denuncien. Do you think that was his first time? Or that was the only time he got caught having sex with underage people? Kids? A mí me encanta que dicen underage prostitutes. Why don't they just say a kid? Because it's a kid. You know, me encanta. Hasta los medios lo tapan un poco. They're like, an underage, you know, he abused under minors. No, no, no. Children. Children. Say it clear. They were children. Okay? They didn't consent. They're children. They can't consent legally. Right? So, and we see that a lot. There's a lot of corruption. That's just one form of corruption. But these are some of what I looked at. I looked at the world's, I Googled, world's 10 most corrupt leaders. Los 10 líderes más corruptos. And I know what you guys are thinking here. You guys are thinking Spain's on the list or Italy. No, 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 no. In fact, not in the top 10. Nope. We've got the Ukraine. We've got Nicaragua, Philippines, Nigeria, Serbia, Yugoslavia, Haiti. Vamos a decir esa juntos. Haiti, Haiti. Yeah, we say Haiti. Cuando yo lo oí la primera vez, yo digo, ¿qué? ¿Cómo dices esa isla? And they say, Haiti. And I'm like, IT, like information technology, IT. Yo estudié IT en Haiti. Okay, really, really bad joke. Guys, we need to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we have so much to cover in the second half of today's show. So, stick around.
Descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esa semana sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan.
How do you say conquistar in English? Conquer, to conquer. With Vaughan, you will conquer the English language and make it your friend and accomplice in becoming an effective communicator.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día, tu curso de inglés online de Vaughan. Pruébalo durante 2 semanas y si no te gusta, te devolvemos el dinero. Entra a nuestra web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Ya disponible también en Latinoamérica. ¡Apúntate! Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTVE a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Baugan RTVE a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Baugan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
¿Quieres un planazo de verano para tus hijos en la ciudad? En Baugan ya lo tenemos todo organizado para que...